Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I sometimes wonder how many Americans do really appreciate what freedoms and liberties they still have in this country. Now, I understand, of course, both of those aspects are under attack. But I like to draw a comparison to what is happening in Germany to show you what we can still be thankful for. Because, my friends, I came to the United States about 40 years ago, but I lived in Germany for about 28 years. And even though there have always been some dictatorial aspects in behavior, in conduct, and governmental overreach, what we are seeing now happening in that country has no comparison in its recent history. And it grieves me to have to say this, but Germany is marching towards a dictatorship, which ultimately will be unparalleled in its entire history. There are many aspects I could bring up today, but I'd like to talk about the German school system. Again, you might not have heard too much about it, and you are concerned, and rightly so, about some of the things which are happening in this country, but I'd like to show you again what is happening in a quote-unquote dictatorship of a Western free world. Now, here is an article which was just published by LifeSite News on January 31, and I believe the article speaks for itself. A German school not registered with the government, where children were being taught in a mask-free environment, was closed following a raid by heavily armed police on January 20. The school had been set up by parents in an effort to protect their children from some of the most traumatic and long-term damaging effects of COVID restrictions, such as mask mandates currently imposed on school children in Germany. According to local reports, the raid took place after the police was tipped that school-aged children were being taught at a private property in a small town near Erlangen in Bavaria during school hours. Bavaria, called the Free State. Following the raid, the article goes on to say, the city of Erlangen stated that the school, which was operating without a permit, had been closed. There had been previous unsuccessful searches at the school, including an attempt by police to gain access to the building without a warrant. Now, some 30 to 35 police officers successfully stormed the property in full gear, masked in black, and equipped with batons and automatic weapons. The entrance door of the school was broken open with a battering ram. The 15 children, aged 4 to 14, who were present on that day, attempted to flee to the upper room but were stopped by the officers. They were then separated from their parents and gathered on the second floor before being questioned individually for 4 hours. The police used intimidation tactics in order to obtain information from the children, telling them that they would be placed into juveniles' homes if they refused to provide their names. The police also told the parents that they would have to file a missing persons report before their children could be returned to them. Money and school equipment were also confiscated by the police. The city of Erlangen stated that any confiscated property would be returned following an investigation. In their previous schools, the children had been forced to wear a mask from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., even while using the restroom. When eating, the mask could only be lifted but not removed completely. One of the mothers characterized this as a torture method and reported that some children even fainted at home after having been forced to wear the mask all day. In Germany, children are forced to attend school in government-sanctioned environments. Homeschooling is banned. It It is hard to imagine, frankly, what is happening. And the mass media in Germany, when they reported about this incident at all, reported it in a such inflammatory way against the parents, even calling them rational or radical, extremists, and other bad words are used without any evidence, no evidence whatsoever that those comments were true. As the article points out, homeschooling is not allowed. See, here in the United States of America, even though we do have incidents where our children are being pressured into following a certain ideology, at least one option to get rid of that pressure is homeschooling. But in Germany, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. I received a report, and let me just say this. I mean, this is just one report out of many from one of our members as to what is happening in Germany, not only in regards to the school system, but also in regards to the corona restrictions. Now, I want you to understand that even here in the United States of America, we have a separation between church and state. In Germany, you do not. In Germany, the church is ruling the state. The state is ruling the parents and taking sides by helping, quote-unquote, the children. You know, the idea is like, oh, well, they have to have an interest of attending school. So therefore, they have to, whether the parents like it or not. And if something like that happened, like it did in Erlangen, they come with a strong police force, an action which reminds me of East Germany, an action which reminds me of Nazi Germany, the Third Reich. God tells his people that they have to keep not only the weekly Sabbath, which is a time span from Friday evening to Saturday evening, but also the annual holy days. Now, these are holy days which were kept not only in the Old Testament, but which were also kept in the New Testament by Jesus Christ himself and also the early apostles. And one of those holy days is the Feast of Tabernacles, the way it's called. It's a 8-day festival, a religious festival, the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles and then followed by the last great day. And for many, many years, our children were being given permission by the governments, the different states in Germany, to be able to attend those feast days, to follow their religious conviction and the religious conviction of their parents. But recently, all of this changed. Suddenly, new directives were given, new regulations were made, and now schools make it extremely difficult many times for our children to be able to attend the festivals. Not only are they making it difficult, they are actually prohibiting it. There's one case where a school actually promised the parents that they can take their children out for the Feast of Tabernacles. Then they broke their word. They reported the parents to the governmental officials, the higher ups. Fines were issued, and the courts finally agreed with the government and the schools. That is what is happening in Germany. So what are the parents supposed to do? They cannot compromise. They have to obey God rather than man. They cannot bow down to the statue which was erected by Nebuchadnezzar. They have to tell Nebuchadnezzar, who are you, that you want us to defy the living God? It's a terrible and a very difficult situation over there. You see, God has promised us that he will show us the way of escape if trials and temptations are getting so bad, so big, so awesome. And he will do that. What can we do? Well, we can pray to God. We can ask God for his intervention. We can ask God to give some sense to those who are living in nonsense, those governmental officials, to see that they are actually fighting the living God by prosecuting the parents who want to follow the biblical commands. And if they are not willing to do so, God can replace them and give other people the opportunity in government to take a more liberal and a more sound and a more reasonable approach. But you see, the problem is right now Yes, we have concepts here in the United States too, where people are trying to prevent us from following our religious convictions. But for many, many years, we have established, through not just the governments, but also through the court system, that our children can take off for the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, when it comes to Germany, you have a concerted effort by the schools, by the governmental officials ruling the schools, and by the courts to fight God. And it's in collaboration with the vast majority of the population. That's the difference. Here you have the occasional oddballs, you know, those who are following the official party line, but overall people respect, to an extent, ideas and convictions which may be different from theirs. Not so in Germany. In Germany, we find an absolute attack, in this case, let's say, on the unvaccinated. And they don't care why they are unvaccinated, whether they have religious, ethical, medical reasons. They don't care. They are not vaccinated. So that means they are not part of us. Like in Canada, Trudeau just said, in order to be a Canadian, you have to be vaccinated. But that was just a sole opinion by this man. In Germany, unfortunately, it's widespread. I'd like to read you a report from a member which I received the other day. Students will tear each other apart soon, initiated by the parents. My daughter's friend, our neighbor, has recently been banned from going to school with us and does not talk to my daughter anymore. We suspect that her parents forbid her contact because we are not vaccinated. The parents wanted to forbid her to go on a class trip because not all classmates were vaccinated, and I am no longer greeted when I am in the garden, but I will definitely ask the neighbors what's going on. Well, good luck with that one. Yes, there is a war against the unvaccinated. There is a war against the minorities. There is a war against those who don't fall into the party line, the concept propagated by the government. When it comes to certain religious holidays, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Easter, well, there's no problem in getting time off from school. In fact, the schools are closed because they are being ruled by the Catholic Church, and that is their holidays, and so they have to be kept. But when it comes to the godly ordained biblical holidays, that's a different story. That you cannot, that you must not do. So again, we can pray, we should pray for everyone who is in those kind of situations, to get the strength from God to go through with what they have to do, not to compromise. And of course, hopefully, it will be a possibility right now that maybe we can have a short reprieve, a small calm before the great storm which is going to occur, because the Bible has made it very clear. Germany is predestined to become a terrible dictatorship. Nothing will change that. It has to happen. But the good news is Jesus Christ will return to make an end to this nonsense, to this tyrannical conduct, and he will establish the kingdom of God, the righteous rule of God on this earth. And no one who wants to follow God will be persecuted by others who don't want to do it. So we have several booklets prepared, and I would encourage you to ask for them. It's good reading for you, good reading material. We have a booklet titled Europe in Prophecy, another one, Germany in Prophecy. We have also a booklet about the 10 European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire, specifically talking about Germany and perhaps even Austria, and showing what kind of a terrible dictatorship is going to come. And what we are experiencing right now is just a preview, but it's also a way of bringing everybody in line to accepting this terrible, unbiblical, ungodly dictatorship. When the beast, who is a military, economic, and political leader, will in fact persecute God's people in ways which we have never experienced before. These are the times in which we are living, and I believe it is high time to wake up and to get close to God, because only there can we find protection which we do need. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.